Good morning. And we welcome you to our annual memorial service on this beautiful Sunday morning. We are glad that you are able to be with us, and we look forward to our service together. Are there any announcements that need to be shared this morning? I've got a couple. I would just encourage you, if you are visiting with us, there are visitor's cards in the pews in front of you. I encourage you to fill those out and drop those in the offering plate as it's passed by. We are glad that you're here, and hope you feel welcome. There is no children's moment this morning, but the children will be dismissed for children's church and for We Friends following our offertory. I'll actually stand back up and dismiss the kids, but that will be coming following our offertory. And also, the museum will be open after worship or shortly after worship today. So I encourage you either before you leave or after you finish your lunch, if you stay for lunch with us, I encourage you to go over and look at the museum and the log cabin here on the property. So, other announcements? If not, shall we pray together? Loving and gracious God, we are mindful of your presence with us, and we are mindful that as we gather together in your name, that you are with us to guide us and to lead us, to comfort us and to give us strength. We gather here this morning to remember these individuals that were either a part of our meeting or who have been laid to rest in our cemetery. We remember their lives, their contributions, and we pray that this service might be one that brings comfort and peace as individuals remember their loved ones. We pray that you would guide our time together. Give us strength. In your name we pray. Amen. Just a little bit about our service today. We will be reading the names of individuals who have passed in the last year, and we will then, in their memory, there will be either a song or a reading that will be used to remember them. So when we begin today, Virginia Ann Hatchell Ward, born January 16, 1946, died March 2, 2018. And the song Temporary Home will be sung by Caitlin Edmiston with guitarist Jeff Edmiston.
Little boy, 6 years old, a little too used to being alone. Another new mom and dad, another school, another house that'll never be home. When people ask him how he likes this place, he looks up and says with a smile upon his face, this is my temporary home, it's not where I belong. windows and rooms that I'm passing through. This was just a stop on the way to where I'm going. I'm not afraid because I know this is my temporary home. Young mom on her own, she needs a little help, got nowhere to go. She's looking for a job, looking for a way out, 'cause this halfway house will never be a home. At night, she whispers to her baby girl, someday we'll find a place here in this world. This is my temporary home. It's not where we belong. Windows and rooms that we're passing through. This is just a stop on the way to where we're going. I'm not afraid because I know this is our temporary. Hospital bed, the room is filled with people he loves, and he whispers, don't cry for me, I'll see you all someday. He looks up and says, I can see God's face. This is my temporary home, it's not where I belong. Windows and rooms that I'm passing through. This is just a stop on the way to where I'm going. I'm not afraid because I know this was my temporary. This is our temporary
We'll be pausing briefly between each of the names that are read to allow you to reflect upon what has just been shared, but also briefly upon that person's life. And I will let you know that at the end of our service, we will have a period of open worship, a time where we will sit together in silence and allow you the opportunity to remember and reflect upon your loved one's life, and share if you feel led to do so. Willie Kathleen Stanton Hooker, born January 7th, 1931, deceased January 22nd, 2018. In memory of Willie Kathleen Stanton Hooker, we will all stand together and sing hymn number 2, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
Sally Jean Pickett Wargo. Born April 8th, 1933, deceased June 16th, 2017. In memory of Sally Jean Pickett Wargo, Ginger Osborne will play our offertory hymn of promise. But before she does, I will have our ushers come forward. Usher will come forward. Shall we pray together? Loving and gracious God, we thank you for all your blessings to us, and we thank you for these offerings we are about to receive, the gifts of the fruits of our labor. Lord, and as we gather here today, we also recognize the contributions and the gifts shared by all these individuals that will be mentioned here this morning, and we thank you for their gifts and for their contributions to their families, to their faith community, to all those around them. We pray that you would help each of us to be good stewards of all that you've entrusted to us, that you would allow us to use our time and our talents and our treasures for your glory and for your kingdom. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. This time, all children will be dismissed to go to Children's Church, and we friends do this at this time. Edward Eddie Ray Sawyer, born August 5th, 1960, deceased July 19th, 2017. And in memory of Edward Ray Sawyer, the choir will sing "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus."
Things of earth.
Mary Kathleen Hatcher Steed. Born October 17, 1939. Deceased March 6, 2018. In memory of Kathleen Steed, Martha Jo Jones will be reading the 23rd Psalm.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Mary Kathleen Hatcher Steed, known as Kathleen, was a beautiful lady, both on the inside and the outside. My relationship with Kathleen started some 54 years ago when my parents and their toddler, which was me, first visited at Center Friends in the early 1960s. Kathleen and her husband and their two young daughters were assigned to our family by the pastor. They invited our family to their home for meals. They took us on Sunday afternoon journeys that often lasted into the evening. They encouraged my parents to get involved in Sunday school and other activities of the meeting. Kathleen became one of those other mothers whose influence lasted throughout the years of our friendship. Kathleen was a professional businesswoman and a successful business owner. She participated in the Friendly Worker Circle and served as auxiliary president of the United Society of Friends Women. After becoming a single parent, she was not only the mother to her children, but caregiver to her own parents and siblings. As we heard in the verses of Psalm 23, the Lord, our shepherd, brings comfort and assurance wherever we find ourselves in life. I know that Kathleen trusted the Lord and will dwell in his house forever.
Esther Wall Smith, born December 29th, 1925, deceased May 1st, 2017. Sadie Stamper Blake, born July 3rd, 1933, deceased May 10th, 2016. Mary Stamper Hamby, born July 3rd, 1933, deceased January 26th, 2017. Eddie Batten, deceased July 31st, 2017. William A. Tripway IV, born December 18, 1970, deceased November 3rd, 2017. Peggy K. Burton, born April 4th, 1923, deceased February 26th, 2018. In memory of these individuals, we will all stand together and sing hymn 123 when we all get to heaven. Hymn 123. Let's stand together. Indicated to you previously that toward the end of our service we would enter into a time of open worship. We Quakers believe that that God speaks to us directly, and that as we pause and as we listen, that God can share with us, God can give us a message that might be just for us, or it might be a message that we believe God intends for us to share. So I encourage you during this period of open worship to reflect upon the names that have been read this morning. If you are here, particularly in memory of your loved one, to remember that life. And if you feel led, if there's something specific you would like to stand and share about that person's life, I encourage you to stand and do so briefly, share that brief thought or message during our period of open worship.
up in this church, and later on in life, when I had two children, I moved closer to home to go to church there, but my heart always remained in here. But the thing I wanted to say about my mom, I don't know if most of you knew her, but I think most of you did. She lost both of her legs to diabetes. And my mom, I never realized how strong she was until that happened. But she was a double amputee, and yes, she had two prosthetics. And me and my brothers, when she first lost her first leg, we never thought she would come home again. But let me tell you, she proved us wrong. She proved us so wrong, but she did. And one thing that everyone, she was in rehab for, I think the first time she was in rehab for 5 months. And she was in Universal in Ramsor, and many people would come see her, even that didn't even know her at first. Even preachers that would come see other people would stop and see Mom. And they would always tell me how strong her faith was, and how much she loved the Lord. And I know that was true because He got her through so many battles. And so I know how strong she loved the Lord, and that how much important this family meant to her. So thank y'all very much. And in her last days, when she would come here, y'all made her feel so welcome. So thank you for loving her.
Service was to be a graveside service, and upon arrival here, it was a fairly dreary day, being late February, actually started to rain. The family was queuing up over here in the parking lot to go down, and more people kept coming. And so we approached the family, the sons specifically, Butch and Donnie, and asked if they'd like to come in here and have a service, and they graciously accepted. And before the service formally started, this place was absolutely packed. People had come to give proper respects on a dreary February day to an elderly lady who had just meant so much to the community that they felt beholden to come out and pay their last respects. The pastor who spoke that day said that we can either hear our sermon preached, we can hear ourselves eulogized, or we can preach our own funeral with Peggy Burton. By the looks of this congregation here, this group, she preached her own funeral that day. So I wanted to remember Peggy, and I can hope that she'll be honored next year.
something. It's always a special something for all of us to do. It holds memories for all of us that are very dear. I'm a lot like Lisa. It's hard to speak sometimes, but I am so grateful for the time that we had here with Tripp, and so appreciative of his family being with us today.
The 95th annual business meeting of Centers Cemetery Memorial Association is called into session on this, the third day of 6 month, year 2018. Those of you who have come here today to honor your loved ones and to remember them specially, we are honored to be in your presence. Thank you so much for all the sharing that you've done this morning, both eloquently and silently. Please know that you're welcome to come back into this meeting room at any time, any part of the day, and worship, and to be able to have a moment of quiet and to be able to honor and remember your loved ones. I'm going to ask Sandy Ward, who's our secretary, to come forward and read the memorials that were presented at Center's last Memorial Day back in 2017 and any actionable minutes that we might have to deal with this morning.
In memory of James E. Carroll, October 4th, 1940 to January 7th, 2017, Congregational Hymn number 466, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. In memory of Louise Joyce Brown, February 22nd, 1947 to May 14th, 2016, offertory played by Ginger Osborne, organist. In memory of Marie Gamble Staley, September 20th, 1930 to September 29th, 2016, How Great Thou Art by the choir. In memory of D.L. McDonald, November 24th, 1918 to April 4th, 2016, a tribute by son Gary McDonald. In memory of Anna Lee McDonald, February 28, 1920 to January 10, 2016, tribute by Carolyn Bean. In memory of J. Fowl Hodgen Jr., July 31, 1934 to August 24, 2016, tribute by son Joe Hodgen, In the Garden, sang by Donnie and Wenda Lou Kirtman. In memory of Norma Jean Fields, August 15, 1935 to July 21, 2016, Trees by Joyce Kilmer, read by Hazel Carroll. In memory of Steve Ratcliffe, May 12, 1938 to August 31, 2016, Congregational Hymn number 560, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. In memory of John W. Jack McDonald, June 13, 1925 to May 20, 2016, and in memory of Marjorie Miles McDonald, September 29, 1926 to January 9, 2016, One Day at a Time solo by Ken McDonald. In memory of Donna Gail Robinette McNeil, November 8, 1952 to November 8, 2016, memorial by son Shane Abernathy. In memory of Janice Farlow Hockett, May 20th, 1935 to June 23rd, 2016, reading by granddaughter Meredith Hockett, Congregational Hymn number 2, How Great Thou Art.
had a moment to be able to hear the reading of last year's memorials. Are there any additions or corrections to those? If not, they'll stand approved. I would like to report on the funding for our cemetery endowment. The fund has a balance of $301,296 as of March 31st of 2018. It does represent a slight decrease of about $18,000 from the same time last year, but it's due primarily to the fluctuation of the value of equities contained in the endowment. The regular maintenance of our cemetery and surrounding grounds is supported by this endowment, and we appreciate your continued support. Center Monthly Meeting has recently approved some improvements and expansion to our cemetery. A member of Center Cemetery Grounds Committee, Forrest Shore, will you come forward, Forrest, and share those that have been approved by our monthly meeting?
Don said I had 3 minutes, so I hope I can get through it. I'm a slow talker. If you look at the cemetery, we have a drive-in on the left side and on the right side. And what's going to occur is we're going to repave both those drives and the connector in the middle. They're going to be repaved. But due to running out of cemetery plots, we've got plenty of land, but as far as marked cemetery plots, we were running out of them. So on the left drive, we're going to extend it 80-some feet. And on the right side, we're going to extend it 20-some feet. And what we're going to do is on the left side, we'll have an additional 105 cemetery plots. We have been talking about a columbarium. It was a new word to me back in 2015. A columbarium is built above ground. It has in it niches. And in those niches, you install an urn. When someone dies and is cremated, you take and install, place their ashes in our urn, and then they're placed in the columbarium. And we've talked about that so many times, but we've changed our minds in that we're going to have an urn garden, which will be beyond the connector. Now, the connector is going to be wide an additional 10 feet, but beyond that, which will be the east side of the connector, we're going to do an urn garden, and in which we will have approximately 180 plots that you can place your urn. This will be taking place this summer, so you'll see activity out here, and we hope to have it completed by the end of the summer. So that's what's going to be taking place in the cemetery. Thank you.
Thank you, Forrest. There are some costs associated with that. The cost will be borne by the Cemetery Endowment Fund. And again, that will be taking place primarily this summer. So if you'll see a lot of construction activity or big trucks down there, please understand we are improving our cemetery. Forrest also mentioned that we have plenty of property. We have plenty of acreage, but we were kind of running out of plots. And so the custodians of the cemetery also undertook a study to determine whether or not we were pricing our available plots appropriately. And as if you recall, last year we talked about phasing in a new rate structure. That rate structure now has been completely phased in. And so as of January 1 of this past year, January 1, 2018, the rates for plot purchase is $500 per member and $1,500 per non-member. Again, the pricing of the columbarium and urn slots there will be dealt with as soon as we can determine what that appropriate pricing will be and once they're in place. Is there any other Memorial Association business to come before us this day? The nominating committee is recommending the following officers and committees for this year. They are as follows: Don Shore, President, Vice President Charlie Gamble, Secretary Sandy Ward, The Memorial Flowers and Program Committee would be Katrine East, Hazel Carroll, Jeanette Osborne, Mary Hamilton, and the nominating committee serving will be Eloise Riddle and Edith Ruth. With the reading of these nominating committees and officers, is there any discussion or are there any nominations from the floor for any of these positions? If not, then do you approve of those who have been nominated to serve? Thank you. Hearts and minds reasonably clear? Heather.
Thank the committee and everyone involved in keeping the cemetery looking so beautiful all the time. It really does look great, and we appreciate all you do.
There are quite a few people involved in the upkeep and maintenance of these grounds, and we are very appreciative of all the effort put forth. And even you, when you come and you see a flower arrangement that seems to be out of place, and you look at the name tag on it and find the grave that it goes to, or if you pick up that occasional piece of trash that might float through there, or we just appreciate you keeping a constant watch over our cemetery and our loved ones there. Thank you very much. This concludes our business meeting. I will return this to Terry for closing.
Let's stand and as we close in prayer together. Once again, we are having lunch in the fellowship hall, and we invite you to join us if you are able to come and enjoy continued fellowship together and a meal. Let's bow our heads together. Loving and gracious God, we thank you for this service, for this the opportunity to remember these loved ones, these individuals, these people that meant so much to their families and their friends and their meeting or their church. And we just pray your continued blessings upon these families that have gathered here today, that that they may remember and celebrate and recognize that you are with them each and every day. We thank you for this this meeting, these grounds, this cemetery, a place where we can come and pay our respects and reflect and we just thank you for that tremendous gift. For it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.